Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know they keep talking about we have standards. Okay. You get away with not winning at all because you've got a good program and they buy into it. But I'm saying, sooner or later, this is not the 40s or 50s or 60s. Step up. And if you don't beat a wounded group of dogs, then I'm going to understand what happened earlier in the year. I'm still trying to figure, well, I know how you can lose. You can lose when you're in the game. The only way you don't lose is not to be in the game. That's why it's a beautiful game. If you're allowed to play it and allowed to compete, because you can't predict it. It's not what you think it is. Then, of course, the other group. Now, I will say this about the Longhorns. They do win. They win it, and they step up, and they are filthy rich as well. All this is blue blood territory now. You come up in here with a credit card. You can't bounce no checks on this group. You either blue blood in this, or your behind is out, and then there's ASU. Now, if you're my age, or older, you understand Frank Cush and the group, and ASU was dominant. All right, but then that means by now you got gray hair or you're bald-headed. Because ain't nobody around here now with no hair that remembers ASU being dominant. Now they're there. Now they're there. And the Longhorns, they're like Ohio State. Why are you not winning at all? What's the excuse? You tell me. You're filthy rich. All you got to do is wake up and go play football and practice football. There's no other requirements for you. So what's the excuse? So then we'll see. Shout out to the Capitals. You know, Ovi comes back, and we're privileged, man. Here's a dude who was absolutely, he's bionic, and he proved it. Who does this? They say broken, whatever they say. It don't matter, man. The dude comes back. Caps win against the Bruins 3-1, and one of our own in the family at the network, Tyler Russo, who bleeds burgundy and gold. Now, he's the son of the Rooster, but we don't need to discuss the Rooster because he's a New York guy. But his son is all burgundy and gold, and he was a guest of honor, and we really appreciate the Caps. They bust their butt every time they hit the ice, but this was really special for Tyler. So I wanted to give him a shout out and the whole nine yards for that. Dude, I'm amped because this day, New Year's Eve, when you know, to be able to play in these New Year's Eve bowl games, I was fortunate enough to be in a Rose Bowl game, and you can't imagine what this feels like. The Rose Bowl parade, whether you're in the Sugar Bowl. I mean, if you're prehistoric like I am, you remember the Orange Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. I mean, these things were, they're just embedded in your mind. And I had a chance to talk with Coach Sheehan yesterday, and he mocked me and then made fun of me. Again, as he does, he demeans you. He's an awful person. Because he went back 49 years ago when we were in the Rose Bowl against Ohio State. And it just brought back so many memories about today's game and the significance of it. And when you're young and dumb, you just don't get it. Thank God we had Dick Vermeil, who we, you know, boycotted because the practices were ridiculous and just stupid. And he reminded us that if you start celebrating being in games, you'll never win them. The celebration starts once you win it. And that proved to be true, which leads me to, we got unfinished business here in the land of burgundy and gold. Yeah, we 11 games and all this is really great. But you know what? I'm still boiling over the fact that we got our behinds beaten at home by the Dallas Cowboys. I know, I know what you're thinking. He's petty. Why can't you get over it? I can't. So if you have any intentions of calling here today at 1-800-636-1067, save me and yourself the agony. I want to go down there and stomp a mud hole in the Dallas Cowboys. It's about victory. It's about going in like with razor blades.
Yeah, I feel it, Doc.
I'm not into it. I'm here, and you got the right to do it. Look, you know what? You got the right to say anything you want to say. People died for that right. I'm all for it. I just love hearing people talk about, first of all, when you get into playoff mindset, you take on a pack of bears. You don't. It's not about who, it's when. All you want to know is when does the game start? Period. And do I get to go to battle with the guys in this locker room? The one thing about our group, technically, yeah, you want to beat them, pick them apart. Yeah, you can. They're flawed. They got some. Who done? But I tell you what they don't have, what they do have. These dudes, they fight, as Joe Gibbs used to say, they fight their guts out for their teammates. And that's the one quality you cannot measure. Now, do they have a great player? Of course. Well, who the hell is one in your lifetime that didn't have a beast? Name it. Call us. Text us. Hit me on X. Do whatever you got to do. We got one. And he's not just by talk. We've had a whole bunch of people that have talked their way into being this. This dude, when we went to overtime, and I was listening to, by the way, the end game thing, and I give him a lot of hell, and he deserves it. But didn't Day and Lowell, I'm telling you what, I wish they could do it live, but they can't. It's against rules. You can't be blah, 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 Raymond writes. But because you can't fake the enthusiasm. Lowell is nuts. And Denton is borderline. And it's pure. It's not staged. And when you are as young as Lowell is, and you got to look in his 27 years of being on this existence, they've been garbage. How can you care that much about something that you've never seen, you've hardly ever seen it work? That's the creation about burgundy and gold, man. And that is a tribute to the fan base. It's a tribute to everything that once upon a time in this area was so special. So when you listen to these formats, and that's why, to me, Victory Monday with the Junkies, I'm in tears. I'm laughing. Because it's appointment listening. Because when you've been through this, and it permeates all through all of our counties, and it's split, and it's Beltway, and are you the DMV? We got division everywhere. One, we don't like the name, we don't like the color, we don't like all this, but the one thing that pulls it all together is that group of 53 maniacs, and when they're charging in the right direction, there's nothing like it. And when that coin toss went up, I said, we win the toss. As soon as they said, we won the toss, heads, I go, game over. Game over. Because this kid, 5. I said, and so when's the last time you had that sense of confidence? It had to be like those who followed the Bulls. I know as a Laker guy, I knew what, when Magic and the Bulls, it was like rap. Seldom do you get that feeling of comfort. And this dude's a tadpole. He's an infant. And I can't even imagine. Here we are in 2025. We're going into a brand new year with prospects, and we're at the beginning of this. And there's some flaws. Yeah, we see that. But this dude, and what he does is he empowers everybody around him to be better than they ever could be. And that's what it takes. So now we got to do as a fan base is support everybody. You know what really burns me up? I'm going to tell you what it beyond burns me up is when we go after our own as if we got somebody better. I'm going to explain that to you today because it's just insane. And then you say, it's like, would you tell your kid he's dumb and then send him to school? How ignorant is that? We do it all the time. We got to check ourselves in 2025 if we want to be as good as we could be. Be as good as we should be. But it's going to be on us to help it because we got a lot of young people in this fan base. They've never seen prosperity. And for God's sakes, Lowell and Dave, they're going to have a heart attack on the next in the Endgame show. I'm telling you, it is must listen to radio. DOC in here for the Fab Four. And B mentioned the tutu. Did you check it out, Metal?
It was all over my feed from multiple people, yes.
But the boy still looked good, though. Got to give it to him. He played that thing to a T. It was nothing like I knew he wouldn't let it down. He didn't really care. He would have sported it out. But gone, B, you turned it out. DOC, in for the Fab Four. Back in a moment with more. Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley Show. Landfill and Brother Walker. They're out, well-deserved. DOC, Metal, in here kicking it with you. It's 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The New York Jets signed Phil Mathis, another person that this program here has completely rejected. Everything in the past that was here. Big Phil, there are a lot of things he did. I'm not a scout. I'm not a coach. I'm not a GM. I do the talk show thing. And I'm going, big Alabama, blah, blah, blah. They're not feeling him. I trust these people. I like their results. I think the Jets made a good move. I know he's throwing up in his mouth because the Lions, there are playoff teams that were salivating for a big old defensive lineman. And then I go, wait a minute, aren't we having difficulty stopping the run? And I go, well, I'll leave that to Donna Hopkins, who will join us. She's at the Commander's site, and we'll get some idea about that. The kind of head-scratcher. But then again, I trust this group. You know the beauty about when you think you know you have competent people? I don't have to think about it. That's what they do. And so I'm going to go with them. I tell you the funniest thing to help you if you need a laugh. Laughter is medicinal. The more you laugh, the longer you live. Ezekiel Elliott was released by the Cowboys. They say so they can help him sign with a playoff team. Playoff? I thought he was pregnant. I thought they were letting him go so he could give birth. And I'm going, are you serious? So let me get Brandon out in Kingston. You got to help me with this. Brandon, what's on your mind?
Not much, man. I'm so stoked for Sunday. I can't wait.
Oh, okay. So you with me. You know we're in the minority.
Oh, definitely. This is full throttle. Jaden's, when they won that coin toss Sunday, and my daughter, the 11-year-old, goes, game over, Dad. I'm like, game over. They turn TV off. I'm like, nah, let's watch this. She's excited, which is awesome. She's pumped up. I'm pumped up, too. We got to crush these guys and take care of business. Don't worry about next week.
It's low IQ on my part. We really just got to win the game by one. As long as we win, it's cool. I'm good. But I'm ignorant when it comes to the fact that I cannot believe. And Goldsboro, my dear friend, he has just been. He knows now there's nothing I can really say. Because we've beaten them on years that they've been won 12 games, moved on. And it doesn't matter because we're home watching them and they're in the playoffs. And even if they lose the playoffs, they're in the playoffs. We're home.
They're
so
looking
now
to crush
we got a
us,
chance though. To reverse it. But I can't get this taste out of my mouth. They came into our house and punched us in the mouth. And snatch that momentum from us. And now I'm hearing people say, well, maybe we just start focusing on next week. And I go, I know our fan base is, we're cut into three different categories. I get it. Some by age, some by, it's just different. But that's okay. Because on game day, we all come together. And if we win, we're all together. So I don't worry about that. But I wanted to get somebody's perspective because you sound normal. I need normal people to help me through this.
I don't know how normal I am, but I'm just ready for
a
big old win.
Well, I'm not. And don't ever want to be. Because if normal is what most of these people are, I don't ever want to be that. Ever.
Have a good one.
Okay, brother. God bless you. Happy New Year's. It's a good thing. Normal. Somebody comes into your house and humiliates you at home, and the word is out that you're going to save people and you don't need the game. I don't care if you need it or not need it. I want the satisfaction of kicking their behind, to starting off my year with my foot up their behind, and then having them sit home and watch us perform in the playoffs. That, to me, is ideal. Mic drop on that. We're going to get Don Hopkins will join us at practice to give us a little bit of an update on that. I had a great conversation. Another one. I mean, this little series, I know it's crazy. It's crazy. But when you is teaching and preaching canine style, I think it's important that, because the game has changed so much, and the game means different things to different listeners. And that's the beauty of this. And it's nobody's better than anybody else. Get what you want from it. You might win the bet. Your fantasy team may get points. And somebody like this minority of people like me, they just want to win the game. And so it's cool. Everybody wins when we win the game. Maybe all of us can win. Clay. I know this is not Clarence, but Clay in Vienna, what's on your mind?
This is not Clarence. Hey, Doc, I have a question. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to Linnell Willingham, and Linnell says that Linnell?
Lowell.
Lowell? Really?
Okay.
All right. Anyway, and he says that Stevie Wonder could play cornerback better than Benjamin St. Juste. And I just didn't think Stevie would have the hands for a position like that. What do you think?
First of all, always note your source. We learned this in school. When people say to me, they go, well, blah, blah, I go, who said it? The moment you just said, that's why I asked you, who said it? Now, there have been a number of people, and you said, Craig Hoffman said, I'd have said, really? Well, I'm okay. Well, if Craig said, because then I know it's backed with research. I know it's backed with his eyes on it. And it's cool because that's how he does his business. So then when you just sit, I go, look, I'm a St. Juice guy. 6'2", rangy guy, giving you all he's got. And that's why I started off in the first segment. I go, would you tell your son he's bad? Would you beat your son up and send him out to the game? And do you think the staff, if they had someone better than him, when they put him on the field, they're telling you he's better than everybody else we have? That's their way of saying it. And then when these nitwits get on the air and start talking about he's this, he's not this, he's not that, so then they're human. They listen to you, unfortunately. How'd the other guy look out there the other day?
Awful.
Terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he has no attributes. See, if I'm 6'2 and I'm rangy, he's long, but you got to have confidence. And he needs a pass rush. So we know what it's about, but all I'm saying from a psychologist from inside the locker room, you know what I mean? I mean, be careful. I mean, don't call anybody else's show and reference that a defensive lineman gave you his thoughts about a corner. Because it would embarrass you at the next watch party you're at with your friends. But I appreciate you calling. Remember the source.
Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year. I mean, seriously. If he's talking about a 400-pound lineman, defensive lineman, okay, good. All right, then I'm listening to him. Because he had his hand in the dirt. A corner. Can you imagine Lowell playing corner?
I don't think he'd be a good corner.
I don't think he'd be a good corner either. You know, that's when he should refer to his co-host, whoever the hell he's working with.
I think today he's solo. He's on After Us solo, I think, today.
I would, you know what? He won't do it. But I dare him to come on and defend the statements. He won't do it. But if you happen to run into him, I don't know how you can't. He takes up the whole hallway when he walks through it. But if you happen to bump into him, and if you bump into him, protect yourself, because you might go through the wall. I challenge him to come on for a segment. That's all I'm going to say. Rod in Landover, welcome to B. Mitch and Finley, Landfill and Brother Walker.
Hey, man. Thank you, man. Happy New Year's to you, Doc.
Happy New Year.
Hey, look. So, I'm a fan. So I'm a talk and think like a fan. I'm not a player, man. I hope we punish the Cowboys. Look,
me too.
Like you said, man, they came here and beat us. I'm still salty about that. I had to see dudes walk around with Cowboy boys jerseys on. My coworkers talking trash.
Man, look,
Terry McLaurin caught one pass. 5 yards Sunday, man. I hope come Sunday he catches 7 to 8 passes for 4 touchdowns. I hope Jaden Daniels throw for 5 touchdowns to get him up to about. I can't recall last time I seen a Redskins quarterback throw for 30 touchdowns in a year. I don't remember seeing that recently. Anyway, but I hope Jaden Daniels, man, throw 5 touchdowns. I don't want to see no Cowboy fans wearing their jerseys all next week because they beat us talking about, yeah, we beat y'all. No, I'm tired of that. We don't need to get swept by the Cowboys. We need to punish the Cowboys, roll into the playoffs hot. You know, that's what I want to see. I'm with you, Doc. Don't get this game away. Don't sit your starters. I don't want to see none of that. I want to see us beat the brakes off these jokers, man.
Boy, we hey, man. One thing about it, we're united in 2025. We think alike, and that's dangerous to some people, but hey, dude, I'm with you all the way through it. And Goldsboro, I love him to death. He calls. I've heard from him almost every day, and he's like, hey, congratulations, and, you know, I'm not buying that crap. He's doing it because he knows they came in here and kicked our behinds, and he's just doing it. Derek Davis, all of them. They're just lurking. They're having a horrible year, but that's okay because they have a track record that speaks for itself. And they have a lunatic who's the GM, and they know it. They're not fooling themselves. They know that they're cursed, and they're cursed in the worst way because they can't get rid. We were able to get rid of our guy. Look how long it took to run all these people out of the way that were horrible at their job. Well, it's very difficult when the guy's the owner and the general manager. But their player personnel people are pretty good at what they do. They have good players. They have really good players. But when a guy who's running the football ops is a nut job, it's hard to win. Silver Spring is our next stop. Scott, Happy New Year.
Hey, Doc, Happy New Year, man. I loved your work on the field, and I like listening to you on the radio, man. So, you know, I enjoy your show always when you're on there.
Well, I apologize for that, man. That means you're sick.
Well, hey, I'm in the club then. That's good.
So, hey, man, look, with the canine community, we embrace you.
All right. Well, my thing is, Doc, I want to kick while they're down, man. Kick them.
Yeah.
The only wrestling I want to do is our foot on their neck.
There you go. I love you, man.
It's been a long time coming, and this win would be the perfect end to a good regular season going into the playoffs, man.
Yeah, it's the only way to start 2025 off. This is the trampoline move, man. This is it. We're headed in the right direction. Oh, I like a lot of things that we're doing, but I want the exclamation mark because I still cannot get over the fact that, A, we let them jokers wear white in our house. We don't do that. We force them into something they don't like to do. They don't like to wear that ugly blue, whatever the crap they call it. They don't like it. And for some unfound reason, we allowed them to do that. Mistake number one. The mistake number two was not capitalizing on what we do well and driving the ball down their throat. So hopefully we can rectify that. Now, that's petty. I'm the first to admit it. It's petty.
Okay.
But I want to win the game and get it done. And I'm not going to make any excuses for that. It's petty. But this means a lot. And not just me. I'm speaking for a lot of people in the DMV. And for that matter, all over the world. This is the benefit. The Odyssey app, brother, we are all over the world. Trust me on that. Coach Vic, welcome to the Fab Four. Now, you know we're filling in for them right now, so we're under our best behavior because they've got spies out listening to us. Victor.
I'm here, Coach.
You up, baby?
You hear me?
Hey, G from the shop just woke up, folks, so we got to all be under our best behavior. He's up.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Coach?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. I'm going to go against the grain a little bit. A little bit.
Well,
I want us
coach.
To be prepared. I want us to be all in and attention to detail to punish the Cowboys because we are a good football organization. And that's what good football organizations do. They step on the gas to continue to be good at what they do. In the same breath, I want us to sit Jaden. I do not want Jaden to play because I'm thinking like I would think if I were Micah Parsons. I'm thinking if I were the rest of the Cowboys' defensive linemen, some of their linebackers, their defensive coordinator. Okay. If I'm the Cowboys, I'm running a four-man rush. I'm blitzing maybe 40, 50% of the time with an extra backer. I'm running two and three. I'm squeezing the windows, and I'm going to hit him in his mouth. And I hope I put him out the game so he can't play in the playoffs, and I mean that.
I'm not afraid to play. Let me tell you something. This may surprise you, but I thought it was brilliant to get him, to bring him here, and I was surprised they didn't play him against Philadelphia. Mariota, because he's the closest you're going to get, he's not fired.
Nobody is. Yes, you are.
But I thought against Philadelphia it was ideal because he knew their personnel. He had been there. You knew five was hurt, but I'm not the coach. But that's what I felt. If they play him against five, I still expect to beat Dallas. If I didn't think I could beat Dallas with Mariota playing quarterback, he shouldn't be on the team.
Shouldn't be on the team. There you go. What game was it this year when he played and he played beautifully? He flowed with the offense beautifully. He was throwing receivers open with his eyes. He used his legs. He used his mobility. I can't remember what game it was. But he showed that he is still an NFL quarterback.
Oh, absolutely.
To be reckoned with.
Coach, we smoking off the same piece pipe.
Yes, sir.
Quarterback, I need Jaden for heroics. I don't need him just to win the game. Coach, I'm up against the break. I can't piss Chris off. Have you seen this brother? He's like 6'10", 340 pounds. I'm scared of him. Got to go to break. Y'all hang on the line. We'll come back. DOC, in for B. Mitch and Finley, along with Heavy Metal. Happy New Year from 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Back at you. Happy New Year. B. Mitch and Finley, DOC and Metal. In as the fellas do the, you know, pedicures, manicures, massage, the whole nine yards that they do on their days off. It's all good. The lines are hot. They're lit. 1-800-636-1067, which is hot. I did get a message from Brother Willingham. Happy New Year, dear. Good. So he's awake. That's good. Guys his size tend to wake up later than people that are, you know, on the Fitbit mode. So let's go to Tim. Tim, appreciate your patience, man.
Yes. Happy New Year. Good morning, Doc. Happy 2025 to you. Mm-hmm. My question is this, and don't cut my head off, okay? I'm a normal person, and I'm a Commanders Redskins
That's
fan that goes
Tim.
Way, way back. But would mm-hmm. would you even consider picking up Ezekiel Elliott a la Henry and Barkley? Because I think that Robinson is good, but I think he's somewhat injured. And I'm not talking about picking up Elliott just for next week's game, but maybe for the playoffs, because he's a battering ram. And I know he's a former Cowboy, but, you know, sometimes you got to open up your heart to what may work for you. Your thoughts?
Well, now that I realize that you're serious, I'm going to just think that wherever you were partying at last night, will you do me a favor and invite me
sure.
next year so I can be with you? Because wherever you were at, I want to be there next year. Because it must have been wild. Because if you would ask me to get a man who looks like he's 6 months pregnant to be on my team, you have got to be under the influence of something that's illegal. He's terrible. That's why they got him out.
Ezekiel
Edwards, pass? Yes.
You know better than me. I'm just asking for a thought that, you know,
if you're serious,
if we go into the playoffs, I'd like to at least have somebody that I would put
Linnell Willingham in the backfield before I would pick Ezekiel Elliott.
Wow, that's the quote of the day, I think, right there.
I hear you. All right, okay. Doc. Well, look.
Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate and respect your opinion.
No, thank you. Thank you. There's no such question as a dumb question unless you don't ask it. Ask it.
Look, you are exactly right. You know, the nuns always told me to ask the question, and no question is a dumb question. So,
Never. No, I appreciate that. No, I loved him.
Hail to the Commanders, and
That's
keep
right.
the number six seed.
All right. Good deal. Hey, man, there's no bigger fan. Zeke, this dude, man, he was an absolute beast. Absolute beast. But come on. You think Jerry?
I gotcha.
Okay,
right,
thank you,
Doc.
Man. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Let's go to Land Over Hills. Mark, thank you for being patient.
Always patient for you, Doc. Happy New Year, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
My man, heavy metal, ask me, and I'm going to be frank with you like I was with him. As far as the Dallas Cowboys go, I've still got a bad taste in my mouth about that game. And, hey, if my man and your man Little is listening, I'm up for a 40-burger on him. I don't care if we beat him 40-39, as long as we beat him and boat race him, because that's what I want. And that's what we should do to them. But I'd rather have it be 40-2 or something like that, to be quite honest.
You know, I don't know if it's an age
don't give
thing
them a safety,
or not,
no.
But I just think it's something that we've been following so long. You know, not everybody has a rival. I'm not even saying it's a rivalry anymore. I think Clarence has been, I don't know if they look at us as a rival. Because they have a rivalry with everybody in our division.
Well, I guess you would when you claim you're America's team and you aren't. When
and they aren't, but they have been. To their credit, they used to be. And they have done it. And they did a great job with that because they won a lot of ball games. I don't ever disrespect them in that respect.
Yes, they
did.
But
what we got to do now is worry about us. And the reason why I want to win the game is because I want to play better. I want to stop the run better. I want to run the ball better.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, there's just things we can improve upon. If you want to look at this team realistically and not like they're your kid's soccer team, we can be better at things.
This is
and when are we going to do it?
You know, Doc. You played, buddy. I mean, hey, they've got their inadequacies, but you should try and learn all the way up to the big game. You're learning
the
whole time with the game of reaction.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, this is the last time you're going to have January 1st, so make the best of it.
You better believe it, buddy.
And we go to break on that one. Turn it over to Heavy Metal, and we'll see you on the other side.